This evening is the seventh day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach, as we know, are holidays. The days in the middle are kind of holidays. But the first day and the last day have a different personality to them. Historically, different things happened. Of course, on the first days, when the final plague took place at midnight, the Jews performed the Seder in Egypt, and in the morning of the next day, they left Egypt. And over the next couple of days, they left. And at some point, the Egyptians realized that the Jews had left, but they intuited that they weren't coming back, and they took chase. What did they do? The Egyptians thought to themselves, how could we let our slaves go? What kind of mistake was this that we did? And they chased them down. The seventh day of Pesach is about what happened on that seventh day, when the Egyptians had caught up with them. The two camps were right one another the night before. And then something happened miraculously. And I know that some of us were brought up watching movies about this, which is a little different from the text itself. The text describes a wind which blew the entire night. To understand the scene a little bit better, we entered into a peninsula where we were surrounded by water on three sides, and the Egyptians were on the fourth. Had there been an article in the newspaper, an editorial, it most likely would have questioned Moshe's leadership. But of course it was God. They took him in a place that they had no way out. And they were stuck. And the Egyptians certainly thought that the Jews had made this tragic military blunder. And now there was going to be a combination of a bloodbath and taking the slaves back. At that point, the wind started to blow. Deliberately, all night there was wind. And in the morning, suddenly, they were no longer surrounded by water, and there was dry land in front of them. And they were able to cross to get to the other side, and they were saved. And to the untrained eye, it probably looked like really good luck. And we know that miracles are the most important issue is the timing. The wind blew all that night, the exact night that the Jews were stuck, the exact night the Egyptians were there, sharpening their knives and getting ready. That's the miracle. But that was the miracle that looked natural. Right after the Israelites went through, something else happened. Then the miracle was reversed, and suddenly the splitting of the sea had disappeared. And as the Egyptians had ran in to chase after the Jews and what they thought were dry land, at that moment, the water poured on top of them, and they were killed. And there, no one can make a mistake. They'd witnessed a miracle. Here, the timing was perfect, and it was miraculous. Not a deliberate slow wind, but a sudden miracle. And the Jews broke out in song, and they sang the Uz Yashir, and they thanked God. And until this point, perhaps they hadn't found their voices. Now they sung. So the idea of the seventh day of Pesach is being, as it were, a death's door. Naturally, in terms of logic, there was no chance of survival. And then a miracle comes. First miracle comes deliberately, looks natural, looks like it makes sense, and that's followed up by a second miracle where you can't make any mistake about it. And in our days, we may ask ourselves, why do we need the seventh day of Pesach? We already had the first day and the intermediate days. Why do you need the last day? And it could be this year we need it more than ever. We also need salvation. And we're fine if it looks natural. We're fine if a doctor comes and finds, or someone in medical research finds some kind of a cure. But it would be nice, not just the timing, if it's followed up by a second miracle, that no one can make any mistake about it, and everyone can see God's fingerprints all over it. The entire world at that point will be elevated to this understanding that it truly is that God not only runs the world, but God has in his capability to provide for us salvation. Chag Sameach.